University of Alaska Fairbanks police have utilized the technology for 5 years. Former UAF Police Chief Sean McGee introduced body cameras as a way to protect both the officers and the public during daily police routine.
To provide a non-biased record of both the officer's account of what had just taken place as well as the individual who was being recorded.
Officers have long recorded audio of civilian encounters, and although the addition of video may cause police to perceive those encounters differently, McGee says the presence of body cameras should have a positive impact.
When you're being recorded, you try and maintain a more appropriate contact with the individual that you're dealing with. And so as a result, I felt like in a way I was keeping us honest as well as affording the public a safer feeling.
While body cams have been employed by the university police for years, City of Fairbanks police only began wearing the cameras last month. Lieutenant Eric Jukes says they'll add to video evidence already proven valuable by patrol car mounted cameras.
For instance, we had a person make a complaint and some comments about an incident. They made some allegations against an officer. We had it on video, on vehicle video, and it turned out to be completely false. The officers were correct in their actions and actually went above and beyond and did an exemplary job. And that was all confirmed through vehicle video.
Alaska State Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says troopers will not be given body cameras until the division reviews associated costs. Peters affirms, however, as a precautionary measure, some troopers have purchased body cameras on their own. In Fairbanks, I'm Karen Simmons.